Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona mlaleli, sawubona mlaleli we Radio Pulpit egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu, wena ohlengwe ngegazi lika Jesu, wena owaphakamisa isandla ngelinye ilanga wathi ngiyamamukela uJesu njengenkosi nomsindisi wempilo yami, wazidela wathi nginikela konke kuye. Ngiyakubingelela namhlanje ekuseni, ngiyakusaluta ngithi uJesu uyinkosi manje naphakade, akasiyi inkosi kuphela empilweni zethu, futhi usesengumsindisi osasisindisa kuko konke esibhekana nakho empilweni zethu. Noma ngabe udlula kwesiphi isimo, I want you to know ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda futhi uNkulunkulu akafuni lutho ngawe. Namhlanje ekuseni, I want you to know that he has engrafted your name in the palm of his hand. And lize lithi izuka uNkulunkulu, for God is so mindful of us. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. Iso lakhe alisuki ezimpilweni zethu. Futhi uNkulunkulu akwenzeki ukuthi asifulathele thina. Uyasithanda sesengabantwana bakhe, and he always wants us to come back to him ngaso sonke isikhathi. Siyaqhubeka nge-topic yethu ethi preparing for 2025. Last week sesakhuluma about serving the purpose of God in your generation, because u-2025 uNkulunkulu is definitely giving you a fresh anointing for you to start again, for you to start afresh. Wenzele uNkulunkulu akubizele yona ukuthi uyenze. Namhlanje I want to talk about that, ngisaqhubeka ku part 3 of preparing for 2025. I want to encourage you to dig again, and I want us to read the book of Genesis chapter 26 verse 18 to 26. Lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu, Genesis chapter 26 verse 18 to 26, sehle nayo lithi, and Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Also Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdmen, saying, the water is ours. So he called the name of the well Esek, because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sitna. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Unkulunkulu abusise ukufunda kwezwi lakhe. Ngithanda ukusho namhlanje ukuthi dig again. You know, masithi siyabheka emuva ezimpilweni zethu, ziningi izinto esiyesathi siyazizama empilweni in accordance to what we believe that God has assigned us to do. Mhlambe nawe uqale iministry and then it failed along the way. Mhlambe uqale ibusiness and it failed along the way. Maybe you started a school, or you started a group, or you started whatever, but whatever it is that you started, yaphela. Now ngifuna ukusho namhlanje ukuthi, you know, it's part of the journey. Masi, when we pursue what God has in store for us. Isaac, he had been promised ukuthi he will be the father of many nations, just like Abraham. You know, he was carrying a promise ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzomlonda, uNkulunkulu uzombusisa, uNkulunkulu uzobagcina. But babhekane nesimo esokuthi bangabi nemithombo yokuthi imfuyo yabo iphuze, nabo bakhona ukuthi baphuze. Because what does a well represent? A well represents sustenance empilweni yakho. Mhlambe that thing that is sustaining you. Yes, it is the Lord who is our source, but uNkulunkulu who is our source uses certain channels, and we can look at a well as a channel that God uses in order for you and your family to be sustained. Whatever it is, uNkulunkulu is using that well empilweni yakho. But now mongathi uyabhekisisa la, when we look at Isaac's life, bekathi makathi uyawugubha umthombo, I like how the Bible introduces it, because it says ukuthi those wells belonged to his father, but because of the death of his father amaFilisti wahamba wayowavala ngomhlabathi, you know, leyo mithombo. But now uIsaac, he is a second generational covenant child. Uyahamba uyogubha leyo mithombo, asayigubha kanjalo, it belongs to him, but the enemy comes and claims it, athi this is mine. The Bible says that he did not cry over that situation, but he moved on, and he moved to another well, And when he dug in that well, they quarreled with him also. And then he moved on. Engifuna ukukusho namhlanje ekuseni empilweni yakho ukuthi uzamile wa faila. Just because you failed in the thing that God has promised you. Because look at this, this well belongs to him, but the enemy comes to steal it from him. You know, and then he decided to move on. Ngifuna ukukutshela ukuthi just because the enemy stole your ministry, just because the enemy stole your business, just because the enemy managed to shut your well, it doesn't mean that it is the end of you. UNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo, unguNkulunkulu ongaphelelwa. Maybe you are sitting down uthi bangiqedile bangimoshile because bakhona abazalwane as much as they understand spiritual authority but at the same time they give too much power to witchcraft ukuthi bangiloyile the way ngingakhona if bebangangiloyanga ngabe azangikwenzakala ukuthi lalela mtaka baba you can rise up from whatever you are going through right now, from whatever situation obhekane naso. I'm here to say namhlanje ekseni ukuthi the well has been closed by the enemy empilweni yakho. I encourage you to dig again. Ngithi mina dig again. Because as you continue to dig, uNkulunkulu uzokulwela izimpi zakho. UIsaac azangabe discouraged esimeni. And the Bible doesn't say that they fought bahamba bayo attacker or benzani. But the Bible says ukuthi he moved on and then he dug another well, which also belonged to his father Abraham. But lithi zikaNkulunkulu, the enemy came and claimed it again. Because sometimes we accumulate things, sesengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, bese uSathane uyavela, because the Bible says the thief does not come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Uyavela uSathane ngeyindlela zakhe, ukuthi azosithathela lokho uNkulunkulu asuke sekasibusise ngako. But esekafikile, ngifuna ukuthi wazi ukuthi thina we've been given authority over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nanoma ngabe mhlambe sekuthi ulahlekelwe yini empilweni yakho, whatever loss you have suffered. I remember I once lost everything at some point. I lost my laptop. I lost all the money in my account because, you know, I'm a scammers akhona out there. I lost all the money in my account. I lost some of my clothing. It was a total loss empilweni yami. You know, ngaba discouraged ngingazi ukuthi ngiyothatha ini ngihlanganise nani. And imali bengiyibeke ukwenza izinto ezibalulekile empilweni yami. But uNkulunkulu engiNkulunkulu, he came to replenish me. I knew ukuthi mina I'm serving a God who is El Shaddai, who is more than enough. Ngamkholwa uNkulunkulu esimeni, ngabhekisa amehlo ami kuye, ngambona uNkulunkulu engikhipha ogibeni lomcuphi. USathane azitshela ukuthi i-depression izongibamba, ingibambiswe izinto ezihambile. UNkulunkulu wabuyisa izinto kayisikhombisa. Ngifuna ukusho ukuthi whatever it is that the enemy has stolen in your life, God is going to restore sevenfold empilweni yakho. UNkulunkulu uzobuyisa konke. Mlaleli, mhlawumbe ulahlekelwe umshado, bowuthi uyawuzama umthombo womshado, uSathane wawuvala. Lalela, uNkulunkulu uyabuyisa. Mhlawumbe ulahlekelwe abantwana, mhlawumbe bakhona bona, but they've been lost to certain things ezenza zakalayo emhlabeni. UNkulunkulu wethu esimkhonzayo, you know, uyabuyisa. Mhlawumbe ulahlekelwe ibhizinisi, uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo uyabuyisa. Mina into engizokukhuthaza ukuthi uyenze namhlanje ekuseni is to dig again. Make up your mind that I will not stop digging. I will continue digging until uNkulunkulu azanginikeze a place of rest. Because when we continue with the plan of God for iimpilo zethu, uNkulunkulu ube sekayavela asilwele nakuleso simo esibhekane naso ngaleso sikhathi. Mlaleli, ngiyakukhuthaza namhlanje ekuseni ukuthi do not give up. You know, u-2024 umthombo wakho uvalekile. Hamba kugubha omunye noma hamba yomba omunye umthombo ngo-2025. UNkulunkulu usesekhona empilweni yakho. UNkulunkulu usesengakuwe. Ugcobo likaNkulunkulu lusesekhona. Amandla kaNkulunkulu asesekhona. Isibusiso sikaJehova sisesephezu kwempilo yakho. Nesandla sakhe sinawe ngaleso sikhathi leso. Sinawe manje usahamba uyongena ku-2025. Awungeni wedwa. Uthe lapho udabula emlilweni, ngiyakuba nawe. Ngicela ukuthi ungabheki emuva ube discouraged by what has been lost. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu, uIsaac continued digging, and he continued digging until he dug a well that he called Rehoboth, because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, we shall be fruitful in the land, according to isthembiso uNkulunkulu amnike sona. Nawe namhlanje ekuseni ngiyakukhuthaza mlaleli ukuthi do not be discouraged by izinto zayizolo. Zihambile, kulungile, but bhekisa amehlo akho phezulu, because uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo, he is more than enough. Tina, we are serving the creator of the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that is in them. And the God who created all these things is the God who's going to bring back whatever it is that has been stolen. Empiloni yakho uNkulunkulu akubusise mlaleli. Siyaqhubeka futhi next week. Sikhuluma ngokuthi we are preparing for 2025.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.